This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hannon, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall in this first hour today. So your questions or comments ready? Get them ready right now. We're ready to roll for you. We are ready for you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text your questions in. Text me at 701-367-2054. Todd, is your phone in your hot little hand there?
Of course.
Ready for some text for Senator Cramer? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, 701-226-8503. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us next hour. Also going to talk to the organizer for a classic car run. Watch how it started with a classic car run and then became a... rally for President Trump is what it is. And it started as a classic car run, and then it grew to, hey, motorcycles want to go. Okay, let's have motorcycles in there. What about semis? Okay, semis want to go.
And see, like, whatever floats your boat,
okay,
Trump run.
I drive a Ford. Ford's want to go. Okay, Chevy. Okay, Chevy wants to go. So it's pretty much anything. If you got the little Trump bling, you put it on your car. And the fun thing about this is they're starting at noon on Sunday, and folks come from North Dakota, Minnesota, and then meet up in the parking lot of the Fargo Dome. So it's going to be great. Somebody's calling to greet the crowd from the Trump campaign. We don't know who that will be, but you never know. So it's pretty fun. Pretty fun. This hour of the program brought to you by PetroServe USA. Let's end the week with some great lunch specials. This right here should help you end the week great. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. PetroServe USA Valley City. Two Sloppy Joes and chips. PetroServe USA Harwood. Harwood, North Dakota. I-29 in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders or Sloppy Joe's, your choice today. And don't forget the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99, the 4-for-4 special too, all at PetroServe USA. They bring you What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome back for another week of the Talk Radio Town Hall. What's on your mind today?
Well, there are lots of things. It's been kind of a, to say the least, tumultuous week in Washington, D.C., with, of course, the passing of Justice Ginsburg, all the talk of a replacement, the very fast whip count that favors a fast vote once we have the hearings and people get to know who the nominee is. It was pretty fast and furious, but at the same time, there's a lot else going on, including a negotiated continuing resolution, which looked like it would be really easy to pass. I mean, the Democratic House passed it in no time at all with the strong Republican support, came over to the Senate. We were ready to pass it no problem at all. And Chuck Schumer decided to put the brakes on it and rather than get it done this week so the government would be assured of being funded into December and all of the contractors, including the folks working on highways in North Dakota as we head into the fall, instead of them having the certainty. For a long time, Chuck Schumer decided, nah, let's not do it just yet, and we'll put the brakes on. Let's see if we can stretch this thing out for as long as possible. So that means it'll probably be another week before we can actually pass it, when there's really no opposition to it. It's only Chuck Schumer could want to have his day in the sun, his time in front of TV cameras to show what a powerful guy he is. Rather than help the country and even pass a Democratic supported bill. Just insane.
Sounds like negotiating Chuck Schumer style to me. I mean, is it leverage? Is it why would he do it?
There's absolutely no leverage in it. First of all, all the Democrats support the bill. So there's nothing, and he gains nothing by it. Here's what it is. It's Chuck Schumer's version of a toddler having a hissy fit. Falling on the ground in the middle of the department store, screaming and crying and kicking their feet. This is his way of saying, I don't like Mitch McConnell. I don't like Ruth Bader Ginsburg died before Donald Trump leaves office in 4 years. And therefore, I'm just going to show you how mad I am. That's all that it is. He gets zero out of it. And I can't, other than I suppose you could say this, Scott, the one thing he gains, I suppose you could say, is that responsible senators like Joni Ernst and Tom Tillis and Cory Gardner and Martha McSally and a whole host of others will be in Washington next week instead of being in their states campaigning against their Democratic challengers. I'll take the responsibility of showing up for work over whatever it is he thinks he's proving, because his incumbents can't be home either campaigning. People like, you know, in Alabama, Doug Jones, or, you know, in New Mexico, where there's an open seat and we have a really good candidate running against a former or a current House member, or in Michigan, where our challenger leads now the Democratic incumbent. Our challenger, of course, is John James, Democratic incumbent Gary Peters. I just don't see where, I don't see the net gain for Democrats other than Chuck Schumer getting, again, some time in front of a TV camera.
All right, let's get to some calls. I have a bunch of other questions I want to get to, including just, you know, how much the nomination of the replacement of Ruth Bader Ginsburg has brought, you know, the spotlight to the U.S. Senate. What a week it must have been. But I want to get right to the calls. And Joe in Nelson County, you're first for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, Kevin. I believe what would set these guys over the top, like Joni Ernst and even Jason Lewis, would be a Veterans Housing Fairness Act. What they have now is a half act, Housing Allocation for Losers Freedom Act. It isn't working. We've seen one Cabrini Green. We've seen them all. Our veterans deserve better than that, because these people do that. They want to say, well, we got a 200-square-foot apartment for you, and that's it, because it's a green agenda. Need to make it more ability to get HUD housing, or even let and say if they want to buy a hunting lodge in Nelson County for a good price and start their own hunting business. Make a better deal for these veterans, because you are the Armed Services Committee member.
Well, not only that, but I'm on the Veterans Affairs Committee as well. But what you're talking about, what you're actually talking about, it sounds like to me, is not just, doesn't just, you know, isn't just relevant to veterans. It's relevant to everybody. At a time when we have very, very low cost money, you see, of course, the price of other things going up. However, with regard to veterans specifically, whether it's HUD money or HUD homes or any other type of a home, part of the problem that you're referencing and call it a Green Act is that the cost of all of that keeps getting added to unnecessarily. We actually have an energy bill that I think will be getting voted on next week. We are, it's being hotlined right now. I there's some controversy around it, but I think that they've worked out everything. One of the main factors and one of the things that I insisted on is that, we eliminate some of these crazy green mandates into government-sponsored or government-funded buildings and housing and construction. I mean, if they're up to the left, they've mandated for everything. And I always say, no, let conservation and things like that, let those be their own, you know, their own reward. But if you want to build a home and or a project, and you can determine whether the savings are there for you or not, but keep it affordable. It doesn't do any good to build the perfect home that somebody can't afford to move into. And if the government doesn't support it, it doesn't support the financing side of it, then it doesn't do any good at all. But some of what you're saying, I think, was a little bit of code that I wasn't quite tracking with either. But as far as a green agenda versus affordable housing for veterans, I'm all in. I mean, I'm absolutely all in. Right now, by the way, I don't know how closely, Scotty, you've been watching this, but the entire home building versus purchasing market is absolutely exploding. And it's exploding right here in Bismarck and throughout North Dakota and throughout the country. The inventory for affordable homes, for example, is very low because the cost of money is so low. There's a high demand on new homes. Of course, part of the problem is when money's really, really cheap, prices of things like materials go up, prices of labor goes up, price of a new home goes up, price of a previously lived in home, of course, goes up because the market will do that. But we don't need to be adding to that burden and adding to that cost, with government actions. By the way, I'll leave it at this. One of the other government actions that's hurting home building a little bit or adding to the cost of home building are tariffs on lumber. And, And, of course, part of why we have so much lumber that comes from other countries, particularly Canada, is because we've pretty much destroyed our own timber industry in our own country. The left has insisted on, you know, forest fires are better than thinning out forests and good forest management. Because remember the old spotted owl from a few decades ago. The spotted owl was more important. And, of course, that turned out to not even be. That turned out
nothing,
to be fake. But
nothing is nothing. More important than our veterans. And I know, Senator Kramer, everything you've done in Congress suggests you agree with that. And, Joe, I think you've got a good idea. Thanks for your advocacy for veterans as well. Jose and Minot, I'm not going to start, so just hold. You'll be first after the break here. I'll slip in a text. I just got off the phone with the owner of a local trucking business, says a texter. This guy was a huge Obama and Hillary fan. He used to tell me what an idiot Trump was 4 years ago. He just told me if Trump doesn't win, this country is in trouble. His turning point was the riots. He said he was so dang happy that Trump did not bail out the cities and allowed the rioters to burn their cities down. Trump will win in a landslide. I like that. That optimism.
That's
I
huge.
Like that optimism. You throwing around the landslide word at all these days, Senator Kramer?
I think from an electoral standpoint, that could very well be the case. But we have.
Hang on, folks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer, wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Classic like this, how in the world could they have not cranked out a few more hits?
You'd think.
National One Hit Wonder Day with our bumper music on What's On Your Mind. Rolling along.
You know, they did have one other hit the top 10. I hope you know that, right?
What do they consider a hit then?
Yeah, right.
Top 10 would think seem like a hit to me.
I think. Well, they're on my one-hit wonder list on Spotify. That's all I know.
I consider top 10 a win.
What was the other one they had?
Spotify, not the iHeart app.
Yeah, what was the other?
What was it, Todd? You can't throw that out.
Jingle Jangle hit number 10 as the follow-up to Sugar Sugar, and that hit number 10.
Seems like a perfect
pretty good
follow-up
for cartoon characters, don't you think?
Right? Yeah, exactly. I learn something new every day on this show.
Brew. Oh, for cartoon characters, is going to be good. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. 800-228-0550. Your calls, questions, comments. Talk Radio Town Hall in the first hour. With Senator Kevin Cramer today, not always something we do. The last couple of weeks have been the first hour just scheduling things. So your questions or comments, welcome now. Your text as well at 701-367-2054. Jose Minot for Senator Cramer, you're next.
Hi, Senator and Scott. I'm going to get your take on interview that will go down in history by the dumpster Wednesday night with the governor. And, you know, he said things like, we don't need more government restrictions regarding, you know, COVID and other things. But yet yesterday he initially put out a mandate saying that there'd be misdemeanors if you did not follow certain protocols. He then rescinded it, me and probably a lot of people made a lot of calls to our local government. But what happened there? He's been such it's not a bad thing, a laissez-faire governor, and all of a sudden yesterday he just turned around and I think he went like full left wing on us. Do either of you know what may be going on that has gotten our great governor to kind of go that direction? I'd love both of you's take on it.
Well, for me personally, I mean, obviously I'm in Washington most of the time, and so I'm not all that super familiar with all of it. I would say this. I mean, I think Governor Burgum's economic style is laissez-faire with regard to government. Is good and has been excellent. And the reason I can speak directly to that is he and I work quite closely together on a lot of these federal regulations and these rules that the Trump administration's been overturning, whether it's, you know, whether it's at the EPA or the Department of the Interior, you know, within Fish and Wildlife Service. And he's been 100%. Now, In fact, I think federalism is the great lost exceptionalism of America. One of the many, probably. But of course, as a governor, he's always advocated for states' rights first, and I think largely for individual rights as well. But he's dealing with a pretty big crisis, and there's a lot of panic out there, and there are a lot of people clamoring for more safety measures and whatnot. And you have all the forces of the the healthcare community and the health community. I shouldn't even just say healthcare community. I talk to as many doctors that think we're going too far than who think we are not going far enough. It's just that they're not the ones that you hear from a lot. And so I think yesterday was a good example of what of the governor's response to real people. And sometimes laissez-faire leads you to hear only from the loud people as opposed to the masses that don't necessarily say a lot. They're generally conservatives who of course, value their liberty, and they kind of want to be left alone, so they leave everybody else alone. But I also, my understanding, Scott, and I don't know all the details of what went on. I heard a little bit about it from other radio show hosts when I was on yesterday. But my understanding of it, this wasn't a new rule or new regulation. It was a regulation that's been in place for a long time, and it's just simply re-announced. But I've never gotten the sense at all, in fact, the contrary, that the Burgum administration was ever going to enforce with any zeal, any of this, any of these restrictions. And that's the most important thing. That's where a governor really does have a lot of authority, not so much in what they do, but in what they're able to not do.
Yeah, and Jose, I would tell you, as to Kevin's point there, I asked specifically about that and was told there have been zero misdemeanor charges for anybody. There's been zero fines levied. This did go back to September. My take is, it's the health department, and the health department is by nature. And I asked the governor about that in the interview you're talking about. I just said, what is their role? I mean, if they say it has to be this way, is it that way, or is that just a recommendation? He said, it's a recommendation, and it's up to elected leaders to decide, does this work, does this not? Now, if you're a business
And, you know, the health department says one thing and you're doing another thing. You can be sure somebody's going to exploit that somewhere along the way. So it's very challenging. I think that, you know, the health department needs to be more careful. I think that's what happened here, is they just got a little fast and loose with putting this recommendation out, even though it had been there, it had never been enforced, but it looked like it was new. And so that's why it was rescinded. So it was taken back. I think the governor could use a little better advice as to the optics of this. I mean, I've advocated, in fact, yesterday, never done this before, but yesterday I took every single bit of commentary we got and just passed it along because I thought it would benefit the, you know, the governor's office just to hear what people are saying. And what I don't mean this in any kind of bizarre way, but just real people. In other words, not anybody elected to anything, not anybody on some board, just people that get up every day in North Dakota and do their job and go about their life, have more common sense than most bureaucrats have in their pinky. And so, you know, I think it's better to listen to them than it is to people who have fancy titles, you know.
I definitely want to thank you and the governor, too. I mean, he continues to be someone, you know, ambassador for freedom, and Senator, you as well. You've been doing great work in Washington. You continue to have my support, and I believe freedom for Americans comes first, above and beyond all. So thank you very much, y'all.
Yeah, no, very well said. Now, the other thing I think we should all remember is it didn't take the governor very long to respond in the right way yesterday. And that tells you, I think, a lot about him, that he heard, Scott, what people were saying. He, you know, he saw the messages that you forwarded to him, and it did, you know, and he responded to the people. And, you know, kudos to him for listening and replying.
Yeah, and just to be clear, the order had been rescinded even before I sent things in, I think. But, I'm not trying to take credit for that. I just think it's important to hear what people have to say and know that there are more voices than sort of a handful of folks who say we should do this or we should do that or health department wants that. Okay, well, you know, what is actually, what are people? And I have to say this, if you take all 50 states and you say light touch to heavy touch, we're way on the light touch side. And we have to show for it some pretty, you know, respectable numbers. If you look at per capita, if you look at, the mortality rate compared to other states, there's a lot of good benchmarks where North Dakota, with that lighter touch, has done well. So we have things to celebrate. We could do a little better job maybe letting folks know about it, but that's important, too. Don't have time for another call right now before the break, but I ask you quickly, what's your confidence level related to this election? What is your, we're 40 days away now. What do you think?
I will say this, it's growing. Every trend seems to be going in the right direction. And I think it does for the president. It's certainly in battleground states. It is with our senators and Senate candidates. The previous caller brought up Jason Lewis in Minnesota. That is absolutely competitive and winnable. And we have a very good shot, of course, in Michigan. We have a very good shot. I'm talking now about flipping Democratic seats. Very good shot in Alabama. We have a very good shot down in New Mexico. And so, you know, it's high, but you can't rest for a moment.
Okay, we're going to take that to heart, folks. We're not going to rest for a moment, but the confidence is building. Just don't lay your head on the pillow on election night and have one regret about anything. Just, have you done it? Have you laid it all out on the table? Think long and hard about that. Okay, more coming up with Senator Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three. And that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fence Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of. And uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. FBI Director Chris Wray testifying to lawmakers that the Bureau is focused on preserving the integrity of U.S. elections. But Wray said the FBI has not seen historically any kind of coordinated national fraud effort in a major election, whether by mail or otherwise. This morning, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had this to say about Wray's comments.
Well, with all due respect to Director Wray, he has a hard time finding emails in his own FBI, let alone figuring out whether there's any kind of voter fraud. This is a very different case. The rules are being changed.
He spoke on CBS this morning, reiterating President Trump's concerns that mostly mail-in ballots would amount to a fraudulent election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Come on, only one hit for these guys?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car.
Lou Vega.
Yeah. This guy. Just the one.
Which is actually a remake.
That's right.
Came out in 57, Perez Prado.
Another song, the only one hit wonder I remember is Mark Cohen, Walking in Memphis.
That's one, yep. Seasons in the Sun.
He was so... Oh, see, Terry Jacks.
Yep. Afternoon Delight.
All right, we have more to come, folks.
You had to bring up Afternoon Delight.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It is national.
That one.
Of course. Yeah. Afternoon Delight.
I just...
my baby,
by the way, my iPhone, just the iHeart app just pushed to me the One Hit Wonder Radio. Wow, look at that.
See?
Listen to One Hit Wonder
Radio. Oh, that's right. I knew we had that channel going on.
Is that just for today, or is that always?
No, it's because it's One Hit Wonder Day today, so they made a special channel of that.
Oh,
so.
I love it.
In case what you hear from bumper music isn't enough today, you can go on the iHeart channel, you get a whole day's worth.
I need to tell you about my friends, Kevin Pfeiffer, Jim Sabe, Andy Murnick, the whole team, John. Western Dakota Fall 2020 Equipment Auction is today, and it starts in about 90 minutes at that beautiful location of theirs in Bowman. And this is the semi-equipment auction, one of North Dakota's premier equipment auctions year in and year out. And this one is going to be no exception. Regional equipment consigned from farm retirements, a lot of other reputable local farm and ranch operations. Inventory is updated right now at Pfeiffer's.com. Pfeiffer's.com, if you want to see all the inventory, check it out. Of course, they'll have on-site and online bidding available today. Pfeiffer's. All the details at Pfeiffer's.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Let's go to Surrey, North Dakota, and Robert. Hello, Robert. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Robert, are you there, sir?
Yes. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I've got a couple questions for Senator Kramer. Regarding Black Lives Matter and Antifa, you know, there's been talk about designating them terrorist organizations, but I have heard nothing more on it. And another question, why aren't the FBI and the Secret Service investigating who's funding all this rioting. To me, it should be treason. It's against the country. So it just, you don't hear anything about it. And it's I wouldn't think it would be real hard to find out where this money is coming from. Okay, I'll hang up and I'll listen to his response.
All right, sounds good, Robert. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Go ahead, Senator.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So with regard to the FBI investigating, you know, either or both organizations, as well as, you know, where the money's coming from, just because you don't hear about it doesn't necessarily mean they're not looking into it. It would be hard for me to imagine that, particularly after what we've seen the last few days in Louisville, with a obviously very well organized, coordinated, well planned, prepared campaign, with trucks pulling up and opening up the back end, with having everything from hand painted signs, right, to shields. Now why would you need to give protesters, you know, or demonstrators, you know, shields against weapons, except that they intend to use weapons? And so, you know, it'd be hard for me to imagine that we've seen that, and that there aren't people looking into it. So I, you know, I'm not going to say a lot more about that part of it. With regard to designating Antifa and or Black Lives Matter as terrorist groups, domestic terrorist groups, if, you know, there are consequences to that sort of thing when you're talking about citizens of the country. I don't know that it matters one way or the other as it relates to their behavior in the first place. Is what they're doing, when they're doing illegal behavior, it's illegal. It doesn't, you know, their designation doesn't matter that much. It's the people on the ground that are creating the crimes. What I worry more about, or performing the crimes, what I worry more about are these local mayors and governors who not only do they not designate them as terrorist groups, they don't even consider them criminals. They consider them peaceful protesters. They ask the police to stand it down. And here we have police officers getting shot, but in defending themselves, you know, kill an innocent black person. I understand that's a great, great tragedy in the case of Breonna Taylor in Louisville. But after the grand jury and the investigation looked into it, not only was there not enough evidence to convict a police officer, there was lots of evidence that the police officers were exonerated, needed to be exonerated, because they were defending themselves against somebody shooting at them after they, you know, three times knocked on the door and introduced themselves and all that stuff. So I think the bigger problem is that, you know, the public needs to continue to express its outrage, stand up against this, make sure that their public officials know their positions, as opposed to allowing our mayors and governors in these liberal states to be bullied by them. Elections have consequences. So, you know, I don't know that I would go beyond, you know, that, just because there are, like I said, consequences to domestic terrorist designations as well. But that doesn't exempt them from, you know, the law.
We have other questions. I'll just consolidate these, because a few of these have come in by text, wondering how you can ensure there's no cheating. You know, the president previously said, I think I'm going to win. The only thing I'm worried about is mail-in balloting. I don't know how they could cheat. Then we find out in Florida, they found a bunch of, was it military ballots that were for Trump, that were in, you know, the garbage somewhere, or cast aside or whatever. So they're digging into that now. So here we go. We're already hearing this stuff, just as what we thought. Is, I mean, how do you ensure that everything possible is being done to prevent shenanigans now till Election Day?
Well, so interestingly, I just had a briefing. Oh, by the way, here's one other thing you asked about Chuck Schumer earlier that relates directly to this. You know, Chuck Schumer wants to elongate this very simple vote that's going to pass overwhelmingly, just to punish Mitch McConnell, evidently, and all he's doing is punishing his own senators, you know. But the first stunt he pulled was he instituted the two-hour rule, which is a rule that allows the minority party to cancel a hearing after a certain time of the day or after 2 hours of being in session. And the first one that he canceled was an Intelligence Committee briefing on
election fraud. These you can't even make it up. These people who claim that the last election was stolen by Russia, they have a briefing on it, a hearing on it. The first thing Chuck Schumer does when he has a chance to prove how smart he is he cancels it. He took so much heat that he didn't cancel the one the next day that I went to at the Senate Armed Services Committee. But most of those hearings are focused on the involvement of foreign countries in our elections. And I, like I said, the hearing was classified. I made a plea to the generals to give us unclassified information that we can share with people like you, Scott, and your audience, because I think that people need to have the same sense of confidence that we get with regard to that. On the domestic side, however, it's a little bit trickier because we do allow states, of course, to manage their own elections, and that's the way we want it to be. We don't want to federalize it. So what can you do? We need to be diligent. We need to keep pressure on states and governors and make sure that they have resources. I actually think the federal government ought to provide a lot of resources along with guidance for making sure that our elections are secure. But the mail thing is real. You cannot deny that having multiple people, perhaps even dozens of people, handling your ballot between your home and, the ballot box is ripe for problems. Just this morning I heard news that in Wisconsin they found a number of ballots, filled out ballots in a ditch. They found 9 ballots in the garbage. 7 of them were Republican ballots, which leads me to believe or think that while somebody may not know exactly who somebody voted for when they took the ballots and threw them in the garbage, they probably knew the neighborhood. They knew the area. They had a pretty good sense that these ballots are most likely Republican, and therefore we net gain if we get rid of them. So we do have to watch out for it. There's no question about it.
There's some breaking news today. Others want to know about your thoughts. An FBI agent on the Mueller team has admitted that Donald Trump and the investigations into Flynn were crooked. Crossfire Hurricane based on supposition on supposition, and Mueller gang used Flynn prosecution to get Trump. Mueller team misconduct and abuse described in a new DOJ filing. This is a forward from Judicial Watch.
Well, it is breaking. I saw a little bit of it this morning. None of it's shocking anymore. Isn't that tragic? It's not, at least not surprising, because the first thing we find out, of course, was that, speaking of the Flynn investigation or the Flynn prosecution, that was fake. That was based on bad information. So first they have to conjure up this nonsense with General Flynn, a war hero, and, get him basically fired and get him, basically they get him to commit perjury, as they would like to say, by threatening his family. So they coerce this confession out of him, and then they use that to get further information. So it's all built on a lie, starting with that they now know, one of the things that came out today, is that the subsource of the Steele dossier was a Russian spy. So everything that the Clinton campaign used, and then the Barack Obama administration, the Obama Biden administration, remember Joe Biden earlier this year said he didn't know anything about Flynn or the Flynn, there was a Flynn investigation, only to find out he was actually in a meeting discussing how they were going to get him. So what's happening, Scotty, is that's just all unraveling as the Justice Department continues to do its investigations, looking at existing documents that were clearly ignored. Looking at now, they're getting more and more emails, older emails and text messages, and it just starts to look worse and worse and worse. It's too bad that this wasn't known earlier.
No kidding. And it should be, all of this should be, obviously it favors Donald Trump, so the media's not going to pick it up.
It's not going to be on the front page of the Washington Post, New York Times.
These are bombshells that are being buried. It's crazy. William and Minot for Senator Kevin Cramer. Get you in here. Go ahead, William.
Hi, Senator Cramer, I was just wondering, you have an opportunity to talk to the president. I believe it was in Minnesota where a working-class family, their house, their garage, their two cars were set on fire and part of their house burned down merely because they had a Trump flag up. Now, this family bit the bullet for Trump. I wish he'd bring him, that family, to one of his rallies or to Washington and point out what's going on out here.
There you go.
Get a little more attention. Like that idea, William. Thanks. We'll let Kevin respond next.
Got chips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me?
What's the deal with this song anyway? Because this is Mark Cohn, one hit wonder for him.
Yep.
But isn't it like a cover for tons of people? A lot of people sing this song?
I don't think so.
No?
Not a remakes, no.
Well, there was a country remake of it.
Yeah, I think there was. Yep, there was one.
And every karaoke bar you walk into, of course, is...
What do you mean, Mark Cohen wrote it.
It's his song. He wrote it, so...
Yeah. It's a dandy. It is. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer.
A lot of other writing. You know, that's one of the things. A lot of times a writer will make a song himself, and it becomes famous, and the writer makes a lot of money writing a lot of other songs, but they're not necessarily the artist. But he was great. I mean, that's a great song.
It is. One hit wonder day. We're going to go out with a dandy. The all-time great one-hit wonder song before we're done today, so stay tuned for that. What about the caller suggestion on this family that was subject to this attack being connected to the Trump campaign? What do you think?
I absolutely love it. In fact, the president's going to, well, I don't know if this is announced yet. Let's just say, expect the president will be back in Minnesota before long. I want to get that information. If he doesn't know about it, let's get it put together, Scotty, and I'll get it to him and to his team, because I think that's a really great idea.
I think I heard you say the president's coming back to Minnesota. Have you got like a date circled on the calendar where maybe you'd want to make sure you're available, or
make sure your friends are available? Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to. And by the way, Bemidji was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It just was incredible. I mean, Bemidji, Minnesota, 15,000-plus folks there, the plane coming in, the whole thing was just unbelievable.
Probably not going back to Bemidji one more time, though. I'm sure it's going to be someplace else next time, right?
Texter says, to investigate if Trump colluded with Russia, the FBI relied on info paid for by the Clinton campaign. That's based on a source suspected by the FBI of being a Russian agent. The FBI then hid from the FISA court who paid for the info and the fact the source might be a foreign agent. You can't make this up.
You cannot make it up. It'll be a award-winning movie.
It should be.
And the script's already been written, not by a scriptwriter.
I want to play a clip of something the president said in the way of an answer to a reporter from Playboy. Why a Playboy reporter? I'm not kidding you.
Playboy still has a magazine?
Yeah, I don't even know. Like the guys at the White House press corps.
See, people are reading for the articles. I knew it.
This is news. But anyway, dumb question. And then the answer from the president, which caused a hubbub. Let's roll that.
Win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit here today for a peaceful transferal of power after the election? And there has been rioting in Louisville. There's been rioting in many cities across this country, red and your so-called red and blue states. Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
People are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
He's effectively saying.
All right, so there you go, and you've heard it, and you've been asked about it 1,000 times. You know, Chuck Schumer rushed to the floor to talk about it. What did you think of the question and the president's answer?
First of all, I think it's a really dumb question, and here's why. What sitting president concedes an election before the election's over? That's what they're trying to get him to do. Why? You would never, especially somebody as optimistic and positive as Donald Trump, would never consider what he's going to do if he loses. And by the way, the person, the beginning of the question, even before he asked the specific question, was silly. He said, win, lose, or draw, do you commit to? Well, guess what? If he wins, there isn't a transfer of power. There's a continuation power, which, by the way, is the most likely situation. If it's a draw, well, you know, then of course, Chuck Schumer would like to have an 8-member court. It's all silly. It's all designed to get him to concede the election before the election, which he isn't going to do. And let's face it, the most logical answer to the question is, well, we'll have to see what happens, because what happens determines whether it's a continuation or a transfer of power. Now, on top of that, Scotty, wouldn't it have been nice if the media would have been this interested when the Obama-Biden administration was spying illegally on the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration? Instead of a peaceful transition of power there, they were spying, setting up, you know, trying to set up a path to prevent him from either becoming president, being sworn in, or being removed as soon as he gets sworn in, which is what the impeachment was all about, the Mueller thing was all about, the destruction of many lives, including, a general in the form of General Flynn. And now it's all coming out. And now they dare to ask Donald Trump whether he's willing. He has every reason to be skeptical of what we need, and that is a peaceful election. Before we worry about a peaceful transition of power, we should be worrying about a peaceful election, and he has every reason to be worried about it.
Yeah, and this idea that he commits to a peaceful protest, I mean, who's the people that are in the streets breaking windows and spray painting garage doors in Minnesota and, you know, causing the anarchy? It's liberals.
That's the Democratic base right there. Yeah. That's the Democratic base. And on top of that, their leader, Hillary Clinton, has already proclaimed that Joe Biden should never concede the election no matter what, ever. Can you imagine such a notion? So
all
he'll
right.
sit in his basement and say, I really won. I promised I really won. No, I really did win. I'm not going to concede. Donald Trump's not the president.
It's the fastest hour in talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Kevin Cramer, sorry we didn't get to everybody. We never do. Got to get those questions and comments in early. Thanks, Kevin. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit way, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag YICSay.
Learn more at DHS.gov/CSayDay.